They talked about replacing Don Brash as the leader. They talked about Winston Peters voters dying off. That's what the Prime Minister was talking about. Winston Peters voters dying off. And Key knew he had the tape. And he rang me most nights, certainly for the last 10 days of the campaign, asking with me, pleading with me, what was on the tape. And I remember going back to the Duxton Hotel every night after being on the news, and he would ring me, and we would talk about what was on the tape. And he was asking me whether he was swearing. All he was concerned about was whether the F word was there. How often did he swear during this? This is what prime ministers worry about. That's, to me, what he seemed worried about the most. And I remember sitting in the Duxton Hotel in this room that I had night after night talking to him about this. Keyboard and the police to shut the story down because it's embarrassing. He didn't want the tape out. He didn't want any story done. And from memory at the time, there were senior National Party ministers who visited my bosses trying to, you know, get us to shut the story down. They didn't want the tape or the story in the public arena. I remember cutting the story, ready to go. We couldn't do it because it was illegal. We could not broadcast the tape or the story because it was illegal. I remember it well.